from Houston and the Commodity Classic. We're visiting with exhibitors down here. This time around, we're visiting with Helena Chemical Company, and Adam Bush joins us. Heads out of San Antonio, but you cover a big chunk of Texas, don't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, I got half of Texas and all New Mexico, so I get to see it all from veggies all the way to row crop. But
they're planting some stuff down in South Texas, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got corn going in the ground right now. February 14th, typically our kickoff date. We'll get cotton a little bit later, March 15th or so, but already in the ground going.
Tell us about some of the products that you guys have for farmers on the Texas Panhandle High Plains.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that's really important to talk about when you're talking about West Texas in general and the water issues that we face.
We have water issues up there?
Yeah. I don't know if you know that. There's a thing called a drought, right? Well, ResGenix is one of those products we're really proud of and happy to have it within Helena, and it's a polyacrylamide. And what a polyacrylamide does, it coats the soil particle, and that soil particle, whenever it gets coated, it increases the water holding capacity. So we're really finding that we're getting a higher amount of water in that soil staying there versus in a sandy ground that we see out there with a low CEC. We have a tendency for whatever little water we do to get just leached through, and ResGenix just allows it to hold on there a little bit longer.
So what other products do you have out there that you want to touch base with here? Because it's going to get crunch time here pretty soon. A lot of guys in our area will be out there digging around the soil.
Yeah, I think the other thing to talk about is weed control, right? That's a big thing for us. We always face Palmer, mare's tail, anything out there.
Can't get rid of that stuff.
Get rid of it. But I think one thing that we can do to help that is something like an application of Grounded. And Grounded is our COC, and the best part about it is it holds into the soil profile. So whenever you're putting out any of your yellows, whether that's trifluralin or Prowl H2O, we're really keeping it in that rooting zone. And on top of that, we make sure that we've got a drift reduction built in there as well. So at a 1% solution, we keep down drift, and we know we fight wind all the time, right? So we're making sure that we get that yellow right where it needs to go and staying in that soil profile. So when that germination event happens, it grows right into it.
We have a lot of locations around the Panhandle for Helena. So tell us about your locations and your network across the country.
You know, we're really spread out there in West Texas. We've got a bunch of good options for us, anywhere from Hartley to Stanton to a number of different locations across the board. I mean, really, you can find us at Helena Agri and find a location close to you within that area in West Texas.
Give us some background on yourself, how long you've been with the company.
So I've been with Helena for 12 years now. Started off as the first job and only job I've had.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, that tells you we've been around for a long time. I don't see myself going anywhere. Started off in the agri-intelligence field doing precision farming for them, doing things like high ground, soil mapping, tissue sampling. Did that for 3 years. Moved to San Antonio and I'm now the product manager for South Texas and all of New Mexico. Also a certified crop advisor as well, but pretty big territory to cover and a lot of products to know.
So we're at the Commodity Classic in Houston. What are some of the questions that these guys come by and visit with you guys about?
You know, I think the real question is, it comes down to agronomy. You know, there's a lot of different issues that you face from the agronomic standpoint. Whenever you're talking about variable soils and how that interacts within the ground, it doesn't matter if you're here or in Pennsylvania, you can talk CECs and understanding what's going on in that soil and the different nutrient interactions. I'd say another one that we talk about is our humics. You know, our product itself is research. It's a lot of questions we get asked on. Hey, what differentiates you from all the other guys out there? But I think the biggest thing is our longevity in the marketplace. Helena's been around since 1956. We're not going anywhere. So.
Yeah, I remember seeing that company back in the early 80s and stuff, and they're still going strong when other companies are kind of either merging with somebody or doing other things.
Yeah, no, we're still independent, and it's going to stay that way. So,
give us some background on yourself, where you grew up at, and where you went to school.
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town called Waxahachie, Texas, about 30 minutes south of Dallas. Went to Texas A&M, and then and whenever I moved to San Antonio, I most recently got my master's from UTSA. So I've got a master's in geoinformatics and a background in environmental studies. So
is this the first Commodity Classic for you, or did you go to some other ones?
I've been to a couple of them. The most recent one in San Antonio, they brought me in for that one, and then obviously a Texas boy here, they had to have someone represent us. So I'm proud to do that.
Next year around, we're going to be in Denver.
Well, it looks like you're back in your hometown again, huh? So.
Well, you know, we like Colorado.
I don't blame you. I've got family out there. It's a beautiful place. So.
What other things do you want to touch on for Helena?
For us, I think it's all about nutrient management, making sure with the cost of fertilizer today, making sure you're getting every bang for your buck. So even something like an application of Resurge can be really important for us. That's our dry humic material, 70% material. Best way I like to put it, it's kind of like a cucklebur, right? If you take that humic granule and you think of it like a cucklebur, there's positive and negative charges. Those positive and negative charges allow nutrients to bind to them, and therefore you get uptake into that plant with an application. And then not to mention you're doing things like increasing the flocculation in the soil, creating pore space and allowing us to hold on to nutrients and water in that space.
So you live in San Antonio. How's the conditions there as far as moisture and stuff?
You know, right now I think we're off to a pretty good start. Obviously always want a little bit more, but I'm happy to see where we're at, and that's why everyone's kind of planting a little bit earlier than they normally do because of that. We've got the moisture now, so we don't want to be chasing it, and so that's why we're off running.
Of course, we had wildfires a few days back in Canadian, and we had a snowstorm come through Thursday morning, so up there you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's the wild, wild west, but fighting fires and then getting snow on top. So ever-changing environment in ag, and just got to be able to adjust. And I think Helena does a great job of offering a bunch of different options for us. We're a full-service company, anything from adjuvants to herbicides to burn down. So,
all right, Adam Bush with us from Helena Chemical out of San Antonio, but all over the country. So have a good time in Houston, and check out all these farmers coming by.
All right, Todd, I appreciate the time.
If anybody wants to contact you guys, what's the best way?
Best way is to first off go to Helena Agri, see what's around you, and then it'll point you to the closest location, and someone will be in touch with you. And if you ever just drive by and see one, stop in. You know, there's a bunch of different options for us to help you all across the farming board.
All right, appreciate the time, and safe travels back to San Antonio.
All right, appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.